there's so many different views, and sometimes we get so sucked into our cell phones, right? And I always try to explain to people when, you know, people talk about like Fox News or CNN, and what news station you watch determines what restaurant you go to, and what you take that and put that on steroids. And that's what Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and all the other online social, you know, services are, is they don't give you information. They feed you exactly what you want to see, so you continue to stare at your phone. And they're good at it, because how many times I picked up my phone just to look up something, and the next thing I know, 10 minutes later, I'm still scrolling, because it shows you exactly what you want to see.
So Van Halen to kick off this episode of Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets State Representative Doyle Heffley talking. Doyle, we want to bring this episode back to the district. In the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the state budget, stuff that can apply to all of Pennsylvania, but you represent the 122nd district, Carbon County. Talk to me about some things happening in the district.
All right. Well, let me just say Van Halen was the first concert I ever attended back in 1986. I think it was, or 85, maybe 87. I don't know.
Was it in Carbon County or was it somewhere else?
No, man. I don't think Van Halen ever got the opportunity to play in Carbon County. Although I got to say, we have a lot more venues in Carbon County. We really have the opportunity to see a lot of great shows. We have Penn's Peak. We have the Mock Junk Opera House. A lot of other venues where good bands come into the area, the different fairs and festivals. When I was growing up, you had to drive to Philly if you wanted to see a big band or a big name band, or sometimes you get to catch those down in Allentown. But yeah, Carbon County, it's the center of the universe. All roads lead back to Carbon County. The 122nd district is very unique in that the county line is the district line. So that's the only district in the state where the county line is a district line. But I have a great and wonderful district staff that does an awesome job for me. We do a lot of events in the district. We just did our scam seminars. We had the Director David Shalcroft, who's in charge of senior protections for this Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, do a scam seminar and tailored it to the holidays. Hence why we're both wearing the same attire we had on the last podcast, because with the holiday schedule coming up here, we're kind of, you know, we're recording a couple of podcasts today. So, a lot of great things in Carbon County. We do the scam seminars. We have a Veterans Expo coming up. That event is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Penn's Peak, and that's a Veterans Expo on December 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Day. So Congressman Ryan McKenzie and Senator Dave Argel and myself are hosting that event, helping Ryan to put that event on for all the veterans and their families in Carbon County. So there's going to be over 30 vendors there. There's going to be lunch provided, and it's going to be a great thing. And we do a lot of events like that. We did our Senior Expo back in September. We do that always the Wednesday after Labor Day every year at the Franklin Firehouse, and had like about 1,200 seniors, a lot of vendors come out there. And basically what our district office does and what we do with all of our expos, we did our family awareness expo, and we really highlight and focus on drug and alcohol prevention and those folks that need help. So we're always out trying to do things in the community. And in my district office, we're open every day from 9 a.m. to 4:30. And we have two offices, one in Weisport, one in Albright. So that closes Wednesdays, and we do office hours in Lansford. And people ask me all the time, what do you do in your district office? And I say, we help people, right? So if people have issues with any kind of state agency, we can help them out. People have issues with maybe a private insurer or anything like that, we generally can help them to navigate it. We don't like change things. We can facilitate meetings and getting people together, or we can give them the resources they need. If they need to connect with some of our federal partners, they can connect with them. We have those resources that they need to get things done, whether you're looking for a birth certificate. People have issues with their ignition interlock systems on their cars. People have issues at PennDOT, businesses that have issues with revenue. Believe it or not, a lot of these state agencies from time to time screw up paperwork on folks. And if you just send out your registration to your vehicle and they mess it up and you wind up getting pulled over, those are things that my office can kind of help you navigate through. Now, look, if you do something illegal, we can't fix it. But it is probably the most rewarding part of our job, is what we do in those district offices, is really helping people in throughout Carbon County with anything state related. And we always go above and beyond. Our motto is, I tell my staff all the time, we're not going to say no. We're going to listen, and if we can try to help, if we can make some phone calls, we're going to try to help. And if we can't do it, we're going to refer them to the offices that can.
I want to touch on something else, something that you're passionate about. Sometimes Republicans get some negative feedback because they're not always out there, out in the community, willing to answer questions. But that's not something with you. You host a ton of town halls, too, where you have the conversations with the community. We just came off one. Talk to me about what we talked about there and maybe how often you hope to hold those, and maybe when we're looking at scheduling the next one.
Yeah, so we do a lot of just town hall meetings, and we're out in the public all the time. If anybody wants to talk to me, you just call my office, and I mean, I'm between Harrisburg and in the district, and we'll schedule a time. We do meetings. We did the forestry program, What's Bugging Our Trees. That was a really fascinating one. So we bring different groups in. But the town halls are probably my favorite. And the telephone town halls, I do about three or four of those a year. And those are great. And the reason why I like that format is because I can do them from my district office in Weisport, or if I'm here in Harrisburg, I can do that. And we send out, I mean, how many calls do we send out when we do that? I don't know.
A couple thousands?
Thousands of phone calls. So any numbers that are in our system, if you ask to be put on the do not call list, we make that recognition, and we call. That call goes out as a one-hour call. It starts with me reading kind of reading a script, if you want to say so, but we always have some points we try to read through, tell people that this is a live telephone town hall call, and that if they can press star 3 and they can enter the queue, and we just go down, and you've been with me on these calls, we just go down and sit and answer every question that comes in an hour, and we start off with a couple thousand people, and towards the end of the call, we maybe have 700 to 500 people on the call. And now I do in-person town hall meetings. I try to do them at a lot of our HOAs before their meetings. Sometimes I'll go into a township and do an hour meeting before those. I don't regularly attend township meetings. I don't go to school board meetings. I don't go to HOA meetings. Those are all different entities. I don't have any standing to go to a township meeting that I'm not a resident of the township, or to a school board meeting if I'm not a member, a resident in that school. But those are local elected officials. And if they have a concern or anything, they can bring it to me, and we'll work with them on it. But I don't attend, you know, those meetings. But we do our own we do telephone town halls, and we do in-person town hall meetings. We're always looking for opportunities to do it. I've done in-person town hall meetings. One time I had two people show up, and I thought, my God, this is terrible. And somebody said, the only time people show up is when they're upset about something, so that's good. I've done town hall meetings. We had 90-some people show up, and that was on, I think we did that on the wind turbine issue when that was successfully stopped. But, we're always out there. The telephone town halls, what I like about them is just the amount of people that we reach. To say that we had 500 or 700 people stay on a call with us for an hour. And I talk to people, they when I'm out and about, they say they love them. They say, oh, you know, our family's having dinner, we just put you on speaker and we listen to you during dinner. That's awesome. I love it. So if anybody has questions or concerns, we always make ourselves acceptable, and we go in to speak to a lot of different groups. If anybody has an organization or group that we want to talk to, that want to talk with us, you know, call my office and we'll just get it scheduled. The telephone town halls are easier because if I'm in Harrisburg, I can do them. If I'm in the district, I can do them. But in-person town halls, we love to do them.
And if somebody's listening to this, they can also leave a comment here on our Talking with Doyle podcast, because you are one of the state reps who hosts a podcast, a weekly podcast, or as regularly scheduled as we can.
Well, this one is timely because of the schedules coming up over the holiday season. So, but it's great to take this format, and then when we see the comments, we try to answer them. So, you know, when people put comments on there, and the keyboard warriors, you know, sometimes people post things or say things that are a little, you know, off the wall, but God bless them. It's their right. They can say whatever they want on there. But, you know, if you want to keep it constructive, have good conversation and good questions, and I think that's what governance is about. You know, we can all get fired up and get upset if we don't get everything that we want in government, but that's never how it was set up. I mean, if you look at the Constitution, the convention was one big compromise in how we set up our Constitution. It worked out pretty well for us over the many years, and you know, but we're always willing to sit down and talk and have those conversations.
Because how important is that to you, having that conversation? We've referenced it in a bunch of episodes that somebody you looked up to is Charlie Kirk, somebody who fought and who believed in that open debate session, open debate belief. That's something you've really tried to model yourself after.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to. I mean, we have to. There's so many different views, and sometimes we get so sucked into our cell phones, right? And I always try to explain to people when, you know, people talk about like Fox News or CNN and what news station you watch determines what restaurant you go to and what. You take that and put that on steroids, and that's what Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and all the other online social, you know, services are, is they don't give you information. They feed you exactly what you want to see, so you continue to stare at your phone. And they're good at it, because how many times I picked up my phone just to look up something, and the next thing I know, 10 minutes later, I'm still scrolling, because it shows you exactly what you want to see. And I think that's sometimes where we get divided as a nation and as a people, is because we're only seeing things from one side. When I sit and I look at, you know, last podcast, we talked about the budget. There were a lot of things in there that I liked. There were a lot of things that I didn't like. But at the end of the day, it had to get done. And it's our responsibility to govern and get things like that done. But you have to look at each side of it. You know, if you're going to talk about any issue at all, you got to look at, okay, this is the issue. What are both sides of? We say, we'll use the term stakeholder. So we got to bring the stakeholders in for a discussion. Well, what's a stakeholder? So it's somebody, you know, if you're going to talk about, highway construction, for example. You want to bring in the asphalt people. You want to bring in the concrete people. You want to bring in the engineers. You want to bring in the environmental people that have to go through the permitting. You want to bring in the people that dig tunnels. And you want to get everybody. And then you want to bring in the motorists that actually drive on the roads, right? And the public transportation folks that use the highways. What's going to be the best way to work on that? You want to bring everybody in and have a discussion. And you can't just put the blinders on and look at things. You know, we all have our core beliefs and our core values, and I'm a conservative, right? Low taxes, limited government, opportunities for individuals to be everything that they can be, but also that they're going to be responsible for the decisions that they make, right? Mm-hmm. Equality in opportunity, not an equity in outcome. But when you want to look at that, you got to bring all these folks in and you have a discussion. And I look at, you know, maybe this person I don't agree with all that often, but I agree with them on this point, and they make a good point, and maybe we should include some of that in the discussion. And that's how I surmise things when we work on legislation. If you look at my record, I have a very conservative voting record, but I've worked with Democrats from all over the state when we did the opioid task force, when we did a lot of things we put in the Human Service Code, were bipartisan measures for accountability. But when I'm out in doing town hall meetings, or if I'm on the phone call, I take a lot of that feedback. Or when I'm just out at events, people come up and talk to me about things. When people come to my office with a concern, I take that feedback as well into that legislative process, into that discussion. So, I think that when people look at their phone and they're only seeing one side of the argument all the time, they're missing out. You're only seeing 10%. There's 90%, or maybe you're only seeing 1%. There's 99% of perspective out there that you're missing out. So definitely, you know, broaden your horizon. Sometimes I read books that I don't agree with the author. I'll read an article and I'll almost get frustrated and angry while I'm reading it, but maybe I'll find one thing or two things in there that's a good point. Right. But you got to look at things objectively and not look at things in silos. And holding those town hall meetings, holding those discussions, whether they be anywhere. People always say, oh, you don't want to talk about religion or politics or this and that. Yeah, don't be afraid to talk about anything, but be civil in the discussion.
Maybe, and if people want to follow along, they want to attend those town halls, if they want to follow along, you, what's the best way to do that? Obviously, we have a newsletter going to come out, mm-hmm. But you have your Facebook page, you have your weekly emails. What are we leaving out there?
you could call my office. You can look at my Facebook page. You can send me an email. And I do apologize. I get hundreds of emails. So I do apologize. We try to get back to everybody, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to get back. And sometimes I'll get an email on a subject that we're in the middle of working on, and I really don't have a response because it's still very fluid. But we try to get back, and my staff tries to get back to everybody as quickly as they can. I will say this, though, to anybody that's listening. Do not send me messages on Facebook Messenger. I have 5 email addresses. I have numerous phone calls. I have 2 offices, or 3 offices, and I have a whole, you know, but I do not monitor and watch my Facebook Messenger on my state site or on my personal site. So please email me, dheffley@pahousegop.com is our official email site, or call the office, 610-377-6363. But you know, we try to get back to folks as soon as we can. That's why I like to do the telephone town halls, because we reach so many people at one time.
How about this? Since we're talking about Carbon County, any holiday traditions that you're looking forward to in Carbon County as we now flip the calendar to December?
Yeah. Get out and enjoy. I mean, I think my wife loves to watch a Hallmark Christmas channel. I think most folks do. And you got to say, you always know how it's going to end, but it's always heartwarming to watch it. But there's so many Hallmark Christmas moments right in Carbon County, right? We have Trees in the Parks, at Jim Thorpe, Palmerton, Lehighton, Lansford, Summit Hill, Weatherly, all these community tree. They have the community tree lightings. Get out and attend, if you want to attend a church service around Christmas and the holidays, or maybe attend more often. Whatever you do, festivals in the park, shop local. I mean, there's a great town. There's some great shopping opportunities. And you know, if you want to, people do a lot of shopping online, but maybe you're looking at those little boutique gifts, downtown Jim Thorpe, Lehighton, my wife, everybody loves the new stores out there at the mall. Shop local. Support your local businesses, whether it be in Palmerton, whether it be in Panther Valley, any of those, Weatherly, any of those stores, you can shop local or buy something local. It helps. So, and get out and just enjoy. I mean, we have tree farms. We got ski areas that are getting ready. I think this coming weekend it's going to be cold enough. They'll be making snow, and probably in a week or so we'll be, you know, having tubing and skiing up there. So get out and enjoy and just be part of the community. And if you want, we have a Toys for Tots bin in my office. You can drop off those unused toys, or not unused toys, new unwrapped toys. And just get out there and be part of the holidays.
So we've covered a wide range of topics for this episode. Is there one parting thought you want to leave with the people who are watching, listening to this one?
I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Get out and Happy Hanukkah. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family, and God bless.